For children and teens participating in 4-H, county fairs provide an important opportunity for them to show and sell animals they have raised. Because of the pandemic, many of these fairs are being canceled, which means creative solutions are being considered in hopes that livestock shows and auctions can be held in accordance to safety measures.
We have discussed the virtual options for the videotape their show animal and upload it so the judge can judge virtually, as well as the other option of doing a virtual livestock auction so that the youth can still participate in a market and showmanship show as well as sell their animal.
Callie Ward oversees 4-H youth development for Garfield County 4-H. There aren't a lot of answers about how county fairs will be handled this year. However, Ward hopes that livestock shows will be able to happen whether or not the fair is canceled. Beyond the fair, current social distancing guidelines have impacted other youth activities, such as learning about livestock judging. However, virtual adaptations have helped 4-H'ers like Riley Ward of Garfield County still participate in these experiences.
You learned how to judge the animal, and then they took a few pictures of some lambs or pigs, and then you judged them and picked A, B, or C, and then you showed it to them. And you also, reported your reasons.
More decisions will be made about how to proceed with 4-H events as Utah state officials continue to update coronavirus safety guidelines. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.